What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? And welcome back.
Yes,
I'm Dev.
I'm Ash.
And we're the Pump Fake Podcast. We're your
best
hosts.
WNBA podcast around.
You know it. Thank you for those that have joining us for the first time. If you're new listeners, welcome to the best podcast out there for the WNBA. We're super fans, so that's our position at all times, just having fun and talking. If you caught us last week for episode 10, we did a little celebration with our friends. We had our first guests ever.
Big bottle.
We popped a bottle to celebrate our little milestone and talked.
It wasn't little. It was a big milestone.
Yeah. We talked a little bit with our friends and we had some fun and got their insight on some stuff. If you remember, let me tell you, we had some technical difficulties. Okay, honey?
Listen, there was a lot of frustration pre-recording, y'all.
Yes. It was like an hour long trying to get our sound together. So,
Shout out to Turtles and Keish for your patience.
Thanks, Keish.
Y'all were incredible.
Thanks, Turtles.
Y'all are a hell of a family. And you were all left with a cliffhanger and...
Yeah, we want to let y'all know what the question was and what their answers were, even though it wasn't recorded on the episode. So, Ashley, what was the question that I posed to Turtles and Keisha? And it was pretty much going to be the deciding winner for the game that we did. What you got? What was the question?
Okay. I feel like you like me to read stuff.
Oh,
so you can sit. Oh, okay. I see.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I get it now.
I want you to know.
Anyway, y'all, the question was, how many teams currently have an NBA counterpart? Mm-hmm. So like, for example, like the Phoenix Mercury have an NBA team, the Phoenix Suns. So that was the question.
Got it.
Okay. So I checked in with Turtles and Keish to see what their answers were. So I did a little follow up.
Uh-huh.
Turtles' response was 5.
Okay.
So
five
that was
teams.
Incorrect. Yeah. Uh-huh. 5 teams.
Yeah. It's more than that.
There were more than that. Keisha's response was 7,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't quite match up your answer.
No, I had the wrong answer, actually.
Yeah, Deb's answer key was
my answer key was 6, but I did that without even checking for myself.
Because guess who had receipts? Keisha.
Okay.
Keisha sent over. I want y'all to hear this list that Keisha sent over to confirm how right she was.
Yes. So the answer is 9. There are 9 WNBA teams that have an NBA counterpart currently. And what are they?
Dallas.
Mavericks.
LA.
Lakers.
That's how much we don't like the Lakers around here. Phoenix.
Suns.
You want me to start again?
Yeah.
Okay. Dallas.
The Mavericks.
LA.
Lakers.
Phoenix.
Suns.
Minnesota.
Timberwolves.
New York.
Brooklyn Nets or the New York Knicks.
Oh, okay. Give us 2.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Hawks.
Washington.
Bullets. Okay, no, I'm just the Washington Wizards.
That used to be the name, though.
Yeah.
Well done. Come on, history.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Bulls.
And the Indiana
Pacers.
Hey,
so there are 9 WNBA teams that have a NBA equivalent. So boom, there
Keish,
we go.
Keish, you're the big winner.
So Keisha is
Thank
the winner
so
for last week's game. So shout out to you guys.
Give me some nails.
Heck yeah. I mean, Turtles was a formidable, like she
Honestly,
was a
yeah.
really great opponent.
Well, and well spoken.
I mean.
Her responses were really well thought out. I was like, did you plan for this?
Yeah.
So anyway, shout out to both of our guests. We love y'all so much.
We
Thank
do.
You.
We appreciate it. Yeah. So as super fans, Ashley and I, we get together every week to run down what's happened in the WNBA in case you might have missed some things. This episode, we're going to get you caught up on the news. You're going to do news with me.
Yeah. And a little Merc updates.
We're going to do some Mercury updates. And we're going to tell you where everybody is standing. And look out because we'll have our fourth quarter to wrap things up. Yeah.
Fourth quarter's back.
It is.
Everyone's favorite segment.
Oh boy. Ash, go ahead and give you the news and we can get everybody caught up.
Okay. Let's do it.
All All right, first, to get right into it, we'll go ahead and get everything covered with what's happened in the last week in the WNBA. So first, the Aces and the Liberty both have stamped their tickets to the playoffs. So we all know that. If you've been looking already all season, clearly the number one and number two teams will be going to the playoffs, the Aces and the Liberty. So speaking of these two teams, last Tuesday night, they met up in Las Vegas for the second ever Commissioner's Cup. It was a crazy slow start for both teams. I think at the end of the first quarter, the score was 17-11. And by halftime, the Aces found a way to pick it up a bit to be up by two on the Liberty going into the locker room. Ultimately, though, the Liberty caught the Aces slipping and ended up with the win. So what do you think about this year's Commissioner's Cup, Ash? Was the jitters in the building? Like, what was going on for you?
I was hella bored at the beginning of it. Like, honestly, could have just had dinner and, you know, it was like background noise, honestly, at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But almost throughout the whole game, it was somewhat of a snore.
Dang.
In my opinion.
Yeah,
Like, there was nothing exciting. I remember yelling several times, give us a game. Mm-hmm. Give us a game, like play. So, but it was good overall. I definitely wanted to see New York walk away with it.
Yeah.
Just because
Aces won last time. So,
yeah. I mean, so it's just, always an underdog lover over here. So
cool deal. The Liberty walk away with the C Cup, and they got the trophy for this year's Commissioner's Cup. All right.
Shout
next.
Out to the Liberty.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, in the Commissioner's Cup, Jonquel Jones is this year's MVP, which for the Commissioner's Cup. I have thoughts about Jonquel Jones this season.
I just didn't think, I mean, for that particular game, I would have picked Johannes.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember her stat line, but there were a lot of threes hit by her, a lot of clutch points.
I agree.
She was a clutch player that game, and I felt like she shined the brightest. And John,
I was
Jones,
really confused how she was awarded the MVP.
Because yeah.
To me, it might be just me, Ash, but is Jonquel Jones like a pinch slower than she was in previous years when she was actually like the full season MVP? You know,
I haven't seen her as an all-star this season.
Yeah.
I don't feel like she's really stepped up the past few games. I think they said the past six games or something, she's really, you know, showed up. So I didn't see it in the Commissioner's Cup game. I didn't really think she played her best basketball. I really thought it should have maybe gone to someone else.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Johannes was hitting from deep and really carried the offense for the Commissioner's Cup. So let's travel on over to DC, where the Washington Mystics get their two premier players back. Ariel Atkins and Elena Delladon returned to the court last week after being away to nurse a couple of their injuries. So they've been gone since early July. So here it is. We're in week two of August, and they're making their return. So it's good to see them back and come back to collectively beat the Fever 83-79. And I cannot say enough about Brittany Sykes, how she has been the answer for like the last 4 to 5, 6 weeks for the Mystics. When every bucket, everything she's been taking, her tenacity to the hole, scoring at will, getting the and one, pulling from long range, is so good to see Brittany Sykes have the season she's having. So I mean, even when she played with LA back a couple seasons ago, she was nice defensively, but this is the first time I've seen her get her like scoring on, really getting buckets. So good to see Brittany Sykes making a difference out in DC. Next, the Sparks come through with a shocking win to beat the Aces on Saturday afternoon. This one was one I wasn't expecting, Ash. I thought the Aces was going to get it from the clip, but what'd you think about that game, Ash?
The Aces at the beginning of the season, they were number one, right? And they have been. They've been carrying that. But I feel like teams, as the season goes on, teams are getting healthier. Strong players are returning. Mm-hmm. They're having more impact. They're able to really play a full game now. And so that's what I think the Sparks did. Jordan Canada showed up. Laisha Clarendon was dropping some bombs. And so it was good. It was a good-looking basketball game. And I was happy, of course, to see them on top as they are really, this second half of the season, really picking up some momentum. So congrats to LA.
I mean, low key, it was like an MMA match between Leisha Clarendon and Kelsey Plum.
Yeah.
That you've seen that kind of back and forth exchange when I think one was shooting a free throw and it was a hard box out. And then on the other end, Kelsey just like kind of chopped her down on the way back up court. So yeah, it's been some hard playing. Even Asia Wilson got taken down by Kayla Thornton earlier this week, and I was like, is that a hard foul or was it just rough play? So it's been really entertaining as hell. So
I mean, they're bringing their best basketball to play against the best team in the league to either continue to prove that they are number one, they deserve to be number one, or just to pick that spot, right? That's what LA's trying to do, is to make sure they solidify a spot in playoffs. So
bet. And now on my last piece of news, Ashley, this piece of news is fully up to debate to all of us, really, to you, our listeners, and to us as fans. Like, there's no right or wrong answer. By now, we should all like have some semblance of who we think the MVP of this year's 2023-24 season is. And a couple names have been continuously repeated. Obviously, Asia Wilson and Breonna Stewart is a part of the conversation. But Alyssa Thomas surely needs to be a part of the conversation when you talk about what the most valuable player would consist of and the qualities they have. And I think this year it's AT's turn. So who's on your top list right now?
I mean, definitely Alyssa Thomas. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. She deserves it. She's a phenomenon. Like, she plays like some of the best basketball ever. She plays 1 through 5 positions. Yeah. She's sick. And she's halfway carrying the team on her back right now. Mm-hmm. And they're still in a playoff spot. So
torn labrums or not. Yeah. Like, you cannot stop what you cannot stop. You cannot stop that.
I would also probably bring into this conversation now, she's actually being talked about most improved or all defensive team. Who? But Satu Savali.
Oh.
I mean, I think she's one of those players who, if I think about in the post, right?
Yeah.
Usually post or back to the basket. I know that's evolved over time, and she kind of plays that 4 position, but she's able to go inside, take you off the dribble. She can shoot, she can pass.
Yeah.
And I really do think her strength and her being healthy this season has really helped Dallas to catapult them where they are too. So I wouldn't leave her out of the conversation, whether it's MVP or most improved or defensive player, but I think she definitely needs to be somewhere in that list.
I like it. Satu is a very versatile player for Dallas, and when you can combine her ability with Arike Ogunbowale and Natasha Howard, they are just a force to be reckoned with. So that's a good plug right there.
I might, and then I know we didn't say Sabrina, but Sabrina Ionescu, I mean, why not, right?
I do think that she will be a part of the conversation in the future, but I think it's too premature to really add Sabrina Ionescu to the conversation as an MVP.
That's interesting.
We gotta see her tried and true, like, for real, for me.
I know a lot of people would disagree with you on that, because, I mean, yeah, I don't know, but okay.
Yeah, I think she's worthy of some level of conversation for a future MVP, but for this year's MVP, I don't think she's done the consistent work.
Well, whoever took her shoes out of the locker room, somebody, and stole both pair. Give that baby back her shoes.
Give it an insult.
Give that baby back her shoes.
Mail them back.
Either way. But yeah, okay, fine.
And for the wrap up for my news this week, I'm going to tell you where everybody's standing, Ash, and then we'll move on to the Mercury news, going on with Phoenix's Mercury. So here are the top 8 teams. This is as of the time we recorded. Here we go. So 1 and 2 is Aces and the NYC. 3, 4, and 5 is the Sun, Wings, and then the Dream. 6, 7, and 8 are the Lynx, Mystics, and now the Sparks. So the Sparks got bumped up quite a bit.
That win was big.
And bumped the Sky out to number 9. Mm. So yeah, Sky was in the rankings, in the playoff top 8. And
wow, fresh update.
Sparks, yeah, surprisingly. So at the bottom of the list, though, are the Fever, Storm, and the Mercury.
Yikes.
And yeah, it's a tough place to be. They've been swapping places in the 9 through 12 spot every couple games. We expected that that would be the case. I'm excited to see what Mercury news you have to catch us up with, because I don't know what they're doing over there.
Well, thanks for letting me do news with you. And I guess we'll hear about what's going on with the Merc next.
Let's do it. Yeah, so we're back after our short break. Got to stretch my arms, stretch out a little bit.
Put your ice pack back on.
Put my ice pack back on. The joys of, I'm telling you, grateful to be here, grateful to live, but I'm telling you, come with a few aches and pains every now and then. Yeah, so Ash, catch us up on the Mercury. The Mercury is our favorite team, and that's where we stand. And we always got to just stop by every week to find out what the heck is going on in, over there, and if we ever going to see a championship again. Ashley going to let us know about it. So Ash, what's going on?
Let's check in on our girls. the first thing is we want to give a quick Shea Petty update. So If you were watching any of the Mercury games, you would have seen our beloved Shea Petty on the sidelines. Donning quite the cute bucket hat, I might say, one night. So Shay is back, but she's still on concussion protocol. But good to see her up and moving and cheering for her squad. So
get well, Shay.
And okay, this is super cool. But I'm just, you know, I gotta just be honest. Like we said, good, bad, ugly. Super cool. There was a BG bobblehead this week.
Oh yeah,
that was given out at the games, which I'm sad I didn't get, but it is what it is. But who designed it though? Did you see like?
You don't think it looks like BG?
Did they get her approval before they like created this thing? Y'all Google it and y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Mm. But I just don't feel like it did BG any justice. Like who is?
So did you think that DTs look like her?
Oh.
The Taurasi bobblehead?
No, so maybe it's the bobblehead.
I think it might be the bobblehead. Thing.
Like the material that they use? I don't know. I don't know who the creators are. I don't know what's going on, but I want y'all to do just a little bit of a better job. A little bit closer of a likeness.
That's all
to the players. That's all I'm asking. Give, you know, cool that she got that respect. We got a BG bobblehead. Yay. But make sure it looks like sis, at least. I mean, y'all Google it and tell me if I'm lying. I know I'm not. Okay. And then two more things. I give Breonna Turner a hard time. Okay.
I knew it was coming.
I do. I give her a hard time. But the other night, she was like 69% from the floor.
Wow.
And what I was telling Dev was she plays defense really well, but I don't feel like that transitions to any offense for her. This particular night, this was against New York, so that was already a tough game. BG was out, and so was Meg for some health and safety protocol. So they weren't playing, so it was Turner. She was playing great defense, but then she was able, at least in the first half, to turn some of those defensive plays into some points, offense.
Right.
Yeah, but that is just not one of her strengths, and that's one thing I struggle with her.
I see.
That was one thing I wanted to mention. And then I had a question for you before we wrap up. So as the season winds down, we know that we ain't going to playoffs. So we know that, period.
Correct.
Who do we need, Dev? Who do we need? What do we need? Mm. What are your thoughts? Like, how should we be playing chess right now? Like, you know, let's cross our fingers and our toes that Nikki Blue stays as our head coach. What does she do? What do her and her staff do right now?
First, I'm going to just say that as far as Coach Blue, as long as it's what the Mercury need as a whole, I'm down for her to stay. But, you know, because if the shoe fits, let's go. Let's go to running. That's where I'll start with that. But who do we need as player wise? I think that we don't have room for really any guards. I think we have enough guards as it is. We obviously have DT. Mm-hmm. We have Sophie. Mm-hmm. There's Shea Petty.
Right.
There's
right.
Suge Sutton.
Mm-hmm. Onyewede.
Yeah, we have Onyewede. We have Mo Jeff. So we have a ton of guards.
Okay,
we don't have any room for that. But I think what we really could use is a good 3-4. Possibly a 5. Now, we do have Meg Guff. Mm-hmm. So we can go with Meg up.
She's growing too.
She's growing, and I think she's gonna be there to deliver. But when she's not, we need to pick up like a player, like a we can pick up like
Ariel
if we could get
Powers.
Yeah, Ariel Powers can play a small 4 position, but I think like we can pick up like a Natasha Howard or Nalissa Smith. a player in that kind of size, even like a Cheyenne Parker. Speaking of Cheyenne Parker, going ham lately. But yeah, I think because we have just, we have guards to choose from, we need a little bit more size. Breonna Turner is a rebounder. She can flip it up for a couple of buckets here and there. And I think she's a great defender. She gets her fair share amount of blocks, but we need, I think, a little bit more diversity down in the front court, and we need some height. We need BG's great, but when she's not there, when Meg is not able, we need a big mama. Like a big, you know, we need another big, we need a big mama Steph or a Maddie Sechrist even, like to be able to to hold us down. And
we need some more versatility. I couldn't agree with you more. I feel like since we lost Awana Bonner, we've been really trying to replace that piece. And she did become versatile, right? Mm-hmm. She did grow with the Mercury. So that was my little quiz for you this week.
And talking about like players, what the Mercury needs, I want to just volley this to the whole league.
Okay.
And I want to like your opinion on like, okay, so since we're past the trade deadline and things like that, and you bought up Ariel Powers, if you could trade a couple players elsewhere, who would they be? Where would you send them? What players would you trade, Ash? And where would you put them?
Yeah, give me a second.
And it could be anywhere for no reason at all. Who you trade?
Okay. I don't know where I would send her because I don't know where she belongs, but Kia Nurse.
Oh, okay.
She just left Phoenix, right? She has been with Phoenix for a long time.
Not a long time.
Well, long enough. I mean, a few seasons, like at least three.
Okay.
I don't feel like she produced somewhat in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. She's now with Seattle. She's doing but I feel like, you know, Noel brought her over as a vet player, and I don't know if she's playing at vet level. So I feel like there might be some, I don't know. Mm. Like, I don't know where she belongs. Mm-hmm. So that's one. And then Kristy Tolliver, I just like don't get to see her play. Like, I don't get to see her play. And I feel like there are so many rookies who were drafted, but who Good are point. Not playing.
Yep.
And this is my frustration right now is like, you know, there's these rookies that are sitting. We're waiting for expansion, but people like Tolliver, you know, are on the but players like Tolliver are on the sideline, and to me, taking up a spot for somebody who could play. I know we have hardship contracts. I get that. I just don't know. Like, I don't know where I would send them, but those are some that I might move around.
I like.
Have any suggestions, or maybe you can help me guide me to where you're trying to go?
No, I'm right on board with you about like team depth and those. There are players that just haven't played like at all pretty much this season. Like Shanae Agumake is another player that has, you know, limited time on the floor. And to me, I don't know. Like, I think about what the player's durability is.
Yeah.
Even Deladon comes to mind when I think about like having the durability to withstand injury and to keep going. And it's like you build your team and your franchise around a player that's sometimes just not able to play. So trade wise, I think Ariel Powers has been sitting. She did come. I'm trying to say this correctly without talking about stuff I don't always have the whole knowledge about. But yeah. I believe she just came back from injury not too long ago herself.
Right. That is
but
true.
Now that she's back, small minutes, I just think there's enough guards. The Lynx have enough guards to get the job done.
Yeah.
She should think about trying to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think she'd be good if you pop a couple players in and out with the Mercury. I don't, like I said a couple episodes ago, I don't know if Skylar is coming back.
Right.
It's iffy for me.
Right.
I don't see it really happening.
What about Bell for Vegas?
Kirsten Bell, I think is almost inevitable in a sense. Mm-hmm. As young a player as she is, I mean, she'll likely gonna be released, traded, picked up.
To where?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know where I would stick Kirsten Bell. I mean, probably Atlanta's got too full a roster.
What about in the bottom three?
Okay.
Right now that...
Oh.
Where might you put her?
That's a good question. I would probably go and stick Kirsten Bell in Seattle.
Oh, why?
I think she's a pretty big body, but she can still give some relief to the guards. I mean, right now you got Gabby, she's on the bench.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Kirsten Bell is a wild card for me. I think she's in a good spot though, playing under some of the best tutelage of, you know, agreed, that she could possibly play with some of the best in the world. So that's good close up training to me.
Well, hire us, WNBA, if you want some brainstorming and insight from, you know, the people.
Yeah.
Because these are our thoughts.
And you know what? I don't know what to say. I have to, before this episode ends, I have to talk about the Sky really quick. And I don't understand. I mean, the Chicago team, like full of heat. Kalia Copper, Marina Maybrook. Yeah. Courtney Williams, Elizabeth Williams. And the new coach, he must be having a struggle of a time, because for them to have dropped and continuously been dropping games, for me, is just clear that it's new territory for them. I mean, it can't be an easy job. I couldn't do it. But if you are struggling with that level of talent and knowing how to coordinate a win or two, then I think that it's time to make a different decision. So hopefully the Chicago Sky can relegate themselves together, get everything together, and get a new coach that they can get behind. So
best of luck to them.
Yep. So
they're doing their best, honestly.
Everybody's doing their best.
Alana Smith, I mean, they do have a really good squad, and you're right. I don't know if he's playing to their strengths right now, and they need a little bit of help.
They do. They need some coaching.
Yeah. Boom. That part. So I don't know. See ya.
Well, that puts us right at the end part of our episode, and we're going to take you right to our fourth quarter. And this week's fourth quarter is a good one. It was the Atlanta Dream against
the Chicago Sky.
The Atlanta Dream versus the Chicago Sky. Shout out to Atlanta. I mean, I can see that they're like filling up the stands. Cheyenne Parker's been going absolutely nuts, and this game, she absolutely does. Check this out. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to bring you right back to the fourth quarter. On three. Team on three. One, two, three. Team! All right, we're watching the fourth quarter. Chicago 66, Atlanta 69, and they playing at home in ATL.
The A! Oh, okay. She gonna hit that.
Dana Evans. Oh. Right. Atlanta need this one, Ash.
I'm glad Alicia Gray is better, because that ankle roll earlier was like, I'm glad she's back out here. Because child.
Woo! Cheyenne!
Miss Paca! So good. Going for Atlanta, if you had noticed. That's where I'm at.
Boom. Come on. Okay, Atlanta got the ball. Oh, this is a good matchup.
Listen, ma'am. Woo! Listen, ma'am.
All-star business right here.
I love it.
Woo! Wow.
Listen, it has been Miss Parker's night.
Wop, wop, wop. Boom. Yes. Deliver every time.
And what she do earlier? She swam through a rebound, huh? To get to a offensive board.
Naomi's mom.
Not Naomi's mom. But Naomi is the face.
Every
of
time
Atlanta.
She scores, I'm like, where's the baby? Where's the baby?
She's the face of the Atlanta Dream, honey. Adorable. She was over there doing twirls. I love her. She's so cute.
So cute. Okay, Brondello against the Mercury later.
It ain't gonna end well, I'm sure. Unfortunately, I just don't see it for us.
You never know.
Because DT and Megan Gustafson are out.
You never know, though, because we saw the Liberty. Not the Liberty.
What?
I mean, we saw the Sparks beat.
They sure did.
So
you're right.
You never know.
That is true.
I mean, 27, Cheyenne. And it's still time on the clock.
Ryan Howard's out with a face injury. And who else? Nia Coffey is out with a hand injury. So two out of the five starters for the Atlanta Dream are out. But up 73-67.
Okay, it's 2:52 left. 73, Atlanta, Chicago, 67. Kalia Copper's at the line. She misses the 1 and 2. All right. Atlanta needs this one bad.
Is she calling a play or wiping something off her jersey?
Ooh.
Oh, okay. What ankle?
Got it wrapped up. Nice.
Yes. I just... Oh, Monique. Yikes.
A little more touch.
That's okay. That's all right. I do really like Monique Billings. And she's played her whole career in Atlanta, I believe.
Mm.
Oh. Yo!
All right.
Yes. All right, Gray. Look at what's her name in the front row.
Oh, Renee Montgomery.
Yes.
Oh, let's
go.
Come
on, defense. Yes. Okay, little crop.
They gave Renee the mic.
No,
Renee, you
got
it. Sounded
Lord.
Like her.
Let's go. Back it in, Miss Parker.
Uh-oh.
A foul? Oh, no. Nope. No call.
Uh-oh. Let's
she is
go.
A beast tonight.
Man, hard to stop.
Ah.
Good look, ooh. Though. A minute 30 left.
Alana Smith has been playing really well, though.
Oh, the hezzy.
Nope.
Come on, Dana. Hit the bucket.
Atlanta's defense has been, I mean, Chicago hasn't scored for a while.
Watch Aerie.
I know that's right, girl.
Watch Aerie get
she
busy.
She said, give me the ball, child.
Aerie, watch her get busy.
10 seconds.
Skirt.
What? What are you doing? Yes! Give it to her! Yes, give it to her! Woo!
Killing it. She's
yes!
Killing the game.
Look at this. Give it to her. A good strong bounce. A good strong bounce and drop step. I know that's right.
You can just tell she's been working.
Woo!
Working. And then it's just talent because you can't stop her.
I love a post move. You know I love a strong post. She always rebounds. Mm-hmm. She does her job. She's an all-star.
100%. Without a doubt. Why do we even question it, man?
Right. Nas Hillman. You know what? When she comes on the floor, she hasn't been in because I know it's... I know. Tanisha want to make sure they close out the game. Mm-hmm. But when she comes in as a sub, she's a really good, solid sub. She really does produce when she needs to produce.
I agree.
And I like her name. I mean, what a name. Nas.
It's a great name.
I think it's so cool. Their record. What was the record last season? Like 5 or 6 wins?
Atlanta. Yeah.
And now they've got 15 this season. Yes, got my nails done.
50 seconds left. Looks like it's a clear winner here. Momentum all the way with the Dream.
Woo! Tenacious defense. That's what coaches be saying. I'm like, stop. But I mean, it is.
Oh, that's what Tenacious D means?
I think it's also like a group. They might be some sort of performers. I don't want to put them in a genre because I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
Is it a song?
Like, did I just get it?
But it is Tenacious D. Oh, who needs training wheels now?
Oh! Ooh. It's a wrap.
I heard somebody in the crowd say, yeah, Danielle. Is that her mama? Who is that?
Oh.
Was it a clear path foul?
We were almost shooting a free throw. Now we're back. Oh. Look at those kicks, coach, right?
Okay. They're going to stretch this out. There's only 9 games left in the season.
No way.
9 regular season games left.
That's like a week or two.
I mean, I'm telling you. It's almost playoff time.
I remember in May, we were like looking so forward to
it. I know.
And it took off.
I was excited about in March. I was like, what? When is the WNBA coming?
Come on, Daniele. Do you be like, so when you went the one sleeve, you know, tank or the one sleeve, the one legged leggings, like you be like, look, I want the right side open, left side closed. Like, I wonder how you order that up. Or do you cut it off? It's like a sleeve.
Is it like a compression thing, like a blood flow situation, or is it like fashion?
I think sometimes it can be either or, but I think for me, it'd be fashion.
And I'm so simple. Like, I just give me shorts, jersey, so I can tuck. I mean, I don't need all that.
I would wear it. Like, and
I can see that.
I would wear, like, at least.
Absolutely see
like
that.
The leggings, 3/4 length. You know, I would probably be somewhat a cross between, like, Gabby Williams and. Mm-hmm. And probably, like. Yeah, Ron Howard.
Yeah, I'm pretty simple. I see Monique Billings. She pretty much usually just has on her basics.
We can only wear a white headband. T-shirt or the color of the away jersey. It had to match.
What?
Remember you couldn't do that back
undershirt?
In high school? Like the undershirt.
Oh, see, I didn't. Again, I'm simple.
Oh.
Yeah, I just.
Wow.
Woo! But I can definitely see you with all the accessories and
what kind of accessories? Oh yeah, like the
bands sleeves and the all
sleeves.
The things. Girl, give
Not
me
too
a
much.
Headband
It'll be...
and the uniform.
All right, that does it. Atlanta,
hey!
I need that win.
Congratulations, Atlanta! Why am I saying it like?
I don't know.
Why am I saying it like that?
Girls are dope. Yes, indeed.
Dang, coffee's like
it's
in
good
a
to
hole.
See the kids out here.
There are a lot of. I love it. There's a lot of little girls out there.
Well, go get
it.
Your baby, Cheyenne. Where is Naomi? Did she
Girl,
say Naomi?
Hopefully, taking a nap.
No way.
Somebody gave her the microphone too the other day.
Adorable.
They said Tanisha told them, y'all better win this game. Whether our starters are out or not, y'all better play. And it looks like woman of the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did that.
Huge tonight for the Atlanta Dream. Talk about the team.
Yo, I would be so irritated. She said, that's what y'all get.
They hit the deck.
I would have been so irritated. Did they get Sis Sweat, who was giving the interview?
Probably.
They did. Girl, the camera is wet.
Like she slapped you on the way down, like it
right.
Really, like that's how beastly the move is,
girl. Disrespectful. I would have been like, not on my orange ensemble.
Like,
I didn't put together.
You got wet.
That's why two of them dropped like.
I mean, dropped like flies.
Right on down.
Aww,
that
well,
was great. Congrats, Atlanta.
Yep, Atlanta is the victor, and Atlanta wins. 78-67. Okay, so that's gonna do it. Atlanta beats the Chicago Sky 78-67. A good win for Atlanta. They definitely needed that one. I'm glad for Tanisha Wright. Chicago put up a fight. But again, like we said, the coaching is a little bit sporadic. And if you don't know what to do with Dana Evans and the Courtney Williams and Elizabeth Williams and all the heat you have, Kalia Copper, I'm like, it must be a struggle because you can't be losing, putting down games with those kind of players. So it must be something going on within. But anyway, Ash, what'd you think about the fourth quarter this week?
I mean, Dana Evans been hella quiet. So it was really cool to see her like show up, you know? So it was good that they did give them a game. But I'm glad Atlanta, you know, came out on top. With Ryan out, with Coffee out.
True.
I know that was rough. I think I bet you Tanisha Wright was kind of threatening her players if they didn't win. So yes, I'm glad they came out on top. Our coach used to make us like, if we would lose and like, or didn't hit a certain amount of free throws in high school, she would sometimes make us go back after the game and get on the track and run.
I mean.
So I'm glad they didn't have to face anything like that tonight.
Losing sucks. So
it does.
But always, it's always like a lesson in learning about the loss, you know. All right. Well, that puts us at the end of our episode. You guys, thank you so much for coming back and joining us wherever you're listening, whether it be on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. We really appreciate you spending time with us this week. Be sure to tell somebody that you know that might love the show and just as super fanatics as we are. Come back and join us every week of the season. We're going to always have something for you. You can find us on the socials. Where can they find us at, Ash?
At the Pump Fake Pod.
That's it, on Instagram. But be sure to check out our polls, especially on Spotify if you're on there. We're going to prompt you with a couple of things. We want to know what you think about the episode. Let us know your thoughts, man. We usually post a poll on the episode. So chat with us and we'll definitely be chatting back with you. Anyway, you can catch us next week for another one. Until then, we'll check y'all later, okay?
All right. Peace out, y'all.
All right, y'all.
Shout out to our friends and family. We love y'all.
Peace.
Bye.